I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Hour 3, usually with me and Bubba. Bubba, unfortunately, could not make it tonight. He had some trouble along the way. But I got my friendo, Xavier Trish. You can find him on the Twitter at Xavier underscore Trish, T-R-I-C-H-E on the Twitter. And he does the CFP Winning Edge podcast with myself and Nick Allen. And Xavier, what's going on, man?
Man, nothing much. Thank you, first off, for having me on. Secondly, if you guys would like to follow me, like you said, I'm Xavier underscore Trish on literally everything. That's Instagram, that's Twitter, and that's even on Facebook. So if you want to follow, find me, you can find me at Xavier underscore Trish on everything. And like Scott, I am a man of multiple podcasts. I have an NBA podcast that is in a bit of a hiatus while the NBA season ratchets up, called Traveling Violation. You can follow that at T-Violation underscore pod on all social medias. And for my creative people, we have a podcast for you guys as well. I have a photography podcast called No Flash Photography, in which I give photographers and creative people the opportunity to tell their origin story. If you want to follow that, you can follow that at No Flash Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, and I think, how many years have we been doing CFP Winning Edge now? Is this our third or fourth year?
Third? I think we're going into our third season. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. Xavier, if you've listened to him on that, very opinionated, like myself. So we like that. We both agree Jim Harbaugh should have been fired a long time ago. But yes. I think we also agreed that Scott Frost is on a hotter seat now, isn't
he? Oh, yes. I've never wished for a team to go up in flames. But when they lost to Illinois, I was like, you know what? It might be time. It might be time.
I mean,
he's overstayed his welcome.
And that's the issue to me with bringing in those, guys that used to be, he won a Heisman there. He had all kinds of playing success. You bring him in as a coach. If you don't succeed, you're going to ruin your entire legacy in this town. And I feel like Scott Frost has already kind of done that.
Yeah, I would be very reluctant to ever go back and coach at my old high school for that very reason. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a weird scenario that some of those guys get in, but we're going to take a break. We're going to talk college football here. But before we get into college football, we got to talk a little Bishop Sycamore, because I got to get your take on this too. I cannot wait. Yes. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this break. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. If you would, please go and check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army, where we got all kinds of stuff for you. I know most of you are drafting or have already drafted your teams. If you have not, we've got rankings up there for you. I've got IDP. I've got Superflex. I've got PPR, also by position, everything you would want. The Welsh has all of his rankings up there as well. Plus, he's got over 500 minor leaguers ranked for fantasy purposes and Dynasty rank update coming up very soon as well. So please check out our Patreon if you would. I'm also going to be doing live streams every Thursday night for Thursday Night Football with Bogman. So check it out. It's a lot of fun over on our Patreon. This hour three, usually at Bubba, Xavier Trish, my boy from CFP Winning Edge, is stepping in with me. We're going to be talking college football. And we are going to be going, what we're going to do here is we're going to look at each conference. We're going to pick a winner for that conference and then see who is going to be competing with them and why they might not win it. But before we get into the college football stuff, Xavier, I cannot wait to hear your opinion because Bishop Sycamore, I was kind of going over it in hour one with Welsh, and I don't know if I know the whole deal. I know it's a fake high school, right?
Okay.
That doesn't exist. Well, they don't go to classes like the, they have an address, but the address is just a house. It'd be
a PO box.
Yeah. It'd be like if I was running, you know, a high school out of my house that I live in, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It's all online stuff, which is okay. But also, aren't the players between like 14 and 22 or some ridiculous age? And, some of them had, flamed out at junior college. And they're like, how the hell does something like this happen, Xavier? I don't get it.
I mean, full disclosure, I was in the JUCO system for a little while outside of high school. So I understand the desperation that some of these kids have to attempt to play at the next level. And that's really where Bishop Sycamore, originally named Christians of Faith Academy back in 2018, really feed off of. They feed off of these kids' desperation to play at the next level by promising them, you know, any
exposure.
Kind of
exposure.
Whether that be obviously the ESPN game against IMG, whether that be, you know, any kind of financial benefits, whether, you know, they were told at one point in an interview with a guy from 2018, he was told that they were going to have this hotel to stay at. Well, they stayed at this hotel for 5 months and then realized that the coach couldn't pay for it. You know,
unbelievable.
It gets really deep when you look at how this all works, you know, from them using the funding from the church in which they were quote unquote representing, from the players having to rob grocery stores to eat. You know, it gets really dark the deeper you go into this entire story. I just want the 30 for 30.
Yeah. And that's what Welsh was talking about. He said, dude, Netflix or ESPN, somebody's
got to pick it up.
Has got to pick it up and make it real fast because, you know, a story like this is, you know, it's going to get its 15 minutes. It's going to get its, you know, whatever. We're not going to be talking about this stupid thing in January.
No,
you know, if we are, it's going to be a year in review type of the thing. You know what I mean? So it's going to go away, of course, like these things do. But what was the deal with the coach? Because people were, I think, most upset because wasn't the coach like, didn't he have some active warrants or something out? Like,
so he had an active warrant out for his arrest for a domestic violence suit that he did for
a
court date that he did not show up for. He's also got some civil lawsuits for loans in which he did not pay. He has not paid back yet, in which he had to take out for a $100,000 loan that he took out from Merchants Bank that he never repaid in April of 2018. He's got so many loans from other places to pay for the hotels in which those players were staying at, to the tune of about $110,000 in which he owes to that. Just the players said they realized that it wasn't a real school once they realized that the coaches started leaving because they weren't being able to get paid. They started off the season, quote unquote, with 10 coaches. And by the time they played IMG, they had two because they had nobody was on a payroll. And so the guys that weren't being able to pay, they left.
Oh man, what a mess. So what is next for some of these kids that were at this school? Like, do they transfer to a different high school? I mean, what about the guys that were in JUCO and knew they were doing something wrong? Like, are they just blacklisted from playing again? Like, what's the story with those guys? Do you know?
Well, luckily for a lot of the kids, as we well know, their names weren't on the roster. I mean, if you watch the game, a lot of these kids that played did not have a name that went along with the roster. So for a majority of them, they're well hidden. A lot of these guys, I feel like at this point, can transfer out. The one that kind of broke the story open was a player who played in 2018, and he played there for what would have been his junior year of high school. And then he transferred to a more reputable school for his senior year. So that is still an option for a lot of these guys to be able to move on and essentially reinvent themselves. For the JUCO guys, I mean, their football career is pretty much over anyways. You know, you don't really, you know, if you go too low of a level of a JUCO, you're not really going anywhere after that anyways. So they are probably done. But for those that still have high school eligibility, they can still transfer to other schools and hopefully land on their feet. I guess the silver lining here is that the coach was fired yesterday. Yeah. After all of this information.
That's my question. It's like, I hear he's fired, but if the whole school is fake and they're not even part of the, High School Athletic Association, who is even firing him? And does this matter in the long run?
Well, apparently the school's director, Andre Peterson, fired him or had been let go as of yesterday. And I guess at this point, I mean, maybe he goes to prison. So, yeah,
that's the next step for him.
He's got a court case he's got to show up for, and looks like over $300,000 worth of loans that he has to pay back. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, look. Going into prison for the loans, I think, is a bit much. But that domestic violence stuff, yeah, that probably going to go to jail for that. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, that'll do it. But all right. Well, look, like you said, this has taken a very dark turn. So let's focus over to college football. Obviously, you know, we had Thursday night games. We had Friday night games. As people are listening to this, it is Saturday. So there are games going on right now. I started a new show, if you guys remember. Our guy, Joe Pisapia over here on bettingpros.com. You guys can check that out. We go over college football lines for the week. We talk about all the nationally televised games and all that stuff. I also write an article for them. And I'm on CFP Winning Edge with Xavier and Nick. So let's go over. Let's just start with the American Conference. And I mean, this looks like it's Cincinnati in an absolute walk. You know, Memphis has competed in there. SMU has competed. We've seen Navy have some good years and Houston have some good years, but and obviously UCF as the big dog there. Mm-hmm. But this year it looks like it's Cincinnati in a walk, right?
I mean, you would think so. You know, they're by far and away the best team in the conference. They bring back pretty much everybody. And obviously, probably most importantly, their starting quarterback, you know, as well as Ahmad Gardner and company. You just at this point that you feel like they are poised to run through this conference, especially with the turnover at UCF after a pretty, you know, down year from them. You feel like the only other real dog in the conference has lost a little bit of its bite. And so you feel like at this point, Cincinnati or bust. But at the same time, the American Conference is weird. And we've seen teams... you know, run the table, like when you mentioned Navy a couple of years ago. We've even seen teams like Tulsa last year that went 7-3 and, you know, were able to win, I think, 4 out of their 7 games in the last 2 or 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. So the conference has a little bit of a weirdness to it that could allow Cincinnati, that could, you know, hamper Cincinnati from going undefeated. But I don't think it would hamper them from winning the conference. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I think this is Cincinnati fairly easy. I mean, it kind of depends. We've got Heupel now over, or I'm sorry, who's coaching? It's Malzahn is coaching.
It's the Gus Bus.
Yeah, so I know people are expecting UCF to take a big step back because they don't like him, but I think he's still a pretty solid coach. Just hard, you know, to compete against Alabama and LSU and Texas A&M and Georgia and all of those good SEC teams. So I think, you know, playing in the American.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And might be a little bit better for him. But we're going to hit a break. When we come back, we will fire through some more conferences and get our takes on those. So stick with us. It's In This League on the Sports Grid right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why the f*** is it called
In This League?
Because who could be scared of it?
In This League.
Yeah, just this nice bloke from down the road, isn't he?
What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm
In This League.
I've just moved in. My wife has got varicose veins.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack.
You're not having an heart attack.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Joined by my friend, Xavier Trish, at Xavier underscore Trish, T-R-I-C-H-E, on the Twitter machine. One of three hosts over on the CFB Winning Edge podcast. It's myself, Nick Allen, and Xavier every single week. Check that out if you would. He also has the Traveling Violation podcast. And what was the other one you have?
No Flash Photography, the podcast.
That's right. That's right. So very, very creative by App State Touchdown as we're watching this. So happy about that. Got some money on App State. Let's go. Let's go. So but we are going over conferences here. But I believe you said you had a question to ask me.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, everybody knows that Scott is an avid baseball watcher. How do you feel about the Mets players and the thumbs down?
Oh, okay. So, you know, it's funny. The Welsh and I talked about this on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast when it was happening, I think on Monday or maybe last week. But Welsh was like, I mean, he thought it was ridiculous that ownership came out and had a meeting about it in a press conference and all that crap. I said, look, I don't care if they do it, but I would never do that, and I don't think they should do it. Now, I don't care. Like, it's their decision, but you're in a market that is unbelievably brutal, and you're not doing yourself any favors. Like, what does Javier Baez care? He's gone after this year, right? Yep. Especially after this whole thumbs down thing. He doesn't care. But you, Francisco Lindor, you are locked in for 8 or 9 years or whatever his ridiculous contract was, and he is terrible. So you're just giving all of the fans and all of the media more fuel to harp on you for playing bad and not living up to your contract. It's just not a move that I personally would have made. That's what I'll say. So, you know, I don't care that they're doing it. I don't have a big, like, I'm not a moral compass guy at all. You do you. I do not care. But I know if I was in that situation, I just want to be as inconvenienced as little as possible always in my life. So if I think this is going to make things harder on me, I generally will not do them. So, you know, I have to really think I'm right to go against, you know, my self-interest. And I will when I get pushed to that point. But I think playing terrible for 4 months and being hurt and then people booing you, they're allowed to boo. They pay their money. So I think it's kind of dumb. But anyway, we are talking about conferences. And let's go. We're going to go with the G5 conferences before we slide into the P5s here. But we already talked about the American. We both think it's Cincinnati. Maybe UCF can push them. But let's go to Conference USA here, Xavier. And, you know, this one, I mean, who are you going with in Conference USA to win it? Is it Marshall? Is it UAB? UAB won last year, right? I always confuse Conference USA. UTSA has a pretty good squad. Is it somebody else? I mean, I know it's not Old Dominion. That's what I know. And I know it ain't Rice, but who do you like in Conference USA?
I mean, you got to give it to the incumbent until they get knocked off, right? I mean, UAB has been a consistent power in that conference for the last 3 to 4 years. You know, I think FAU still needs some time to get their centers back on the track before I start calling them a contender. I like Marshall, but we all know Marshall had a little bit of coaching turnover this past offseason. So I think the most consistent team so far has been UAB. I mean, they look really good in game one, winning 31-0. I know it was against a nobody, but you start off the season like that, making a statement off the rip. I really like that for them. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go with UAB. I think a lot of the other teams I would consider contenders, like a Marshall, like a Western Kentucky, have had too much turnover, whether at the coaching position or in the talent that's returning. So I'm going to go with UAB as my consensus winner for the Conference USA.
I like UAB, but I mean, I think I like Marshall, man. I like the Thundering Herd. So I like Grant Wells. I like what they're doing on defense over there. And I like their new coach, Charles Huff. So I like the Thundering Herd. Might be a little too early to be betting on them, right? Because it's their first year under Huff, but I do like them. Let's go over to the MAC. And MAC, return of the MAC. The MAC is kind of tough to pick because I don't know if there's anybody really good here. Kent State is a solid team. Buffalo's good. Northern Illinois has put together some decent wins that I don't expect it to happen this year. Western Michigan has put together some good years, as has Toledo. Who do you like in the MAC, Xavier?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is the most wide-open conference in all of college football. I mean, this is we talk about this every year. The winner of this conference probably would be 8-4. So that's just how wide-open this conference can be. I like Kent State offensively, obviously uber explosive. Same thing goes for Toledo. I think I'm going to go with Ball State. I think this is a team that has an opportunity to that because when you talk about teams from the MAC, who's just the most well-rounded team? Every one of these teams has a big hole, a big gap somewhere, whether you're really great offensively like a Toledo or you're really great defensively. Every one of these teams has a super hole. For me, I think the team that has the least amount of holes for me would have to be a Ball State. So I think I'm going to go with them. I think I'm going to lean towards a team that's as close to balance as you could possibly get in a conference that's as imbalanced as possible.
And if it's not Ball State?
Oh, well then, yeah, I think you have to go with a team that leans on – I would go with a Toledo, which I think is a team that can just outrace you every game. And that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to beat you, 42-40 every game if they can do so.
Yeah, I mean – Buffalo is strong too, but Ball State, I think, at least, with our boy Nick, I think that is the team actually, Ohio ranks the highest here of all these teams. Or is it? No, it's Western Michigan is 57. It's tough because like the good teams in the MAC are opening up. Western Michigan opens up against Michigan,
right?
Which I actually like Western Michigan against the spread there. I guess you listening, you probably already know what has happened in that game. We obviously don't, but that's an interesting one there. Kent State is opening up on the road against the Aggies in College Station. Mm-hmm. Not a good spot to be in. If you're Kent State and wanting to come out swinging, but they opened up against ASU a couple years ago and we're okay. But I don't know that I think that's the most confusing one to pick. So yes.
It's the MAC.
Yeah. How about the Mountain West? Mountain West here, Xavier. I mean, most years it's Boise State, but
right.
We had
San Jose State.
Yeah, San Jose State's strong. San Diego State is always strong here, but Boise State head coach moved on to Auburn, and I can't think, what's his damn name?
Brian Harsin?
Yes, yeah, Brian Harsin, so thank you. He moved on to Auburn, so got a new coaching staff here at Boise State. They have a tough opener that you guys got to see on Thursday night. Right now, as Xavier and I are recording this, it is in a weather delay, so we don't know anything that's going on in that game so far. But that is a big one that has a small spread in UCF's favor. We've seen Colorado State put some good years together. Don't expect them to do it. Fresno State has not this year. Hawaii looked lethargic against UCLA in week zero. So is this just a Boise State walk?
I think you're being kind by saying they look lethargic, by the way. They
not favorable to lethargic, right?
Yeah, no. You would think so, right? You would think that Boise State, at the very least, should be able to compete or, be the best team in the conference. But I think it all comes down to their quarterback, whether or not Hank Bachmeier can take that next step and become that guy that can lead their team. Boise State, when they were great and then when they were dominating the conference, had dominant quarterbacks. Kellen Moore obviously was the first one to come to name. But that's the thing that I like about San Jose State. the fact that they have Nick Starkle. They bring him back after a really good year last year that I think he can expound upon. And I think that obviously you got to give San Jose that opportunity. You look at a team, you know, like a Nevada that has Carson Strong. You can't completely write them off either. This is a kid that could obviously be a top three pick in this or a top five pick in this year's draft coming up. So I'm going to say Boise State, but I think there's a couple of teams in this conference that can give them a run for their money. And if they don't come to play week in and week out, will be upset like they were last season. I think Nevada, for me, is the team I would pick as the biggest sleeper. Offensively, they can put up numbers. Now, whether or not that has anything to do with how good their defense is going to be is another question. But Carson Strong and the weapons that he has around him, if you guys have any reason to watch Mountain West football outside of Boise State, Carson Strong.
Yeah, they return three all-conference players on defense as well, Nevada right. does. Lawson Hall at linebacker, Dom Peterson as a nose tackle, and Sam Hammond as a defensive end. So to go along with Carson Strong, Toa Tao, Romeo Dubs, Colt Turner, who's one of our boy Nick's favorite guys. So yeah, there are some definitely interesting players in Nevada. And then, you know, I mean, you got to kind of – You gotta look hard at San Jose State too. You mentioned them with Nick Starkle looking strong. They looked really good week one. They have I think all five returning starters on their offensive line as well. Trey Jenkins, the safety, and Fioco and Hall on the defensive line returning as all conference players as well for them. So that's a pretty strong team there as well. So anybody else in the Mountain West that you think poses a threat to take it here?
No. I'm gonna stay pat with the three teams that I named. I think those are the three most competent teams to probably make a run at this year, with Boise State being the favorite.
I'll say I like Fresno State, but I just don't know if they're just not, I don't know if they're complete enough, but I do, they look good week one. Jake Haner, Ronnie Rivers is strong. I like Jalen Cropper. But
forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I just don't know if they're going to have enough to hang in here, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will finish off going over all of these conferences and talking about potential conference champions. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm here with my friend Xavier Trish at Xavier underscore Trish, T-R-I-C-H-E, on the Twitter machine. Joining me to talk about some college football on the first major Saturday of college football. We are going over conferences and potential conference champions. And let's take a look here at the Sun Belt as App State scores another touchdown as we're recording this. App State is in this conference, of course, but Coastal Carolina, who kind of came out of nowhere last year, is the favorite. Louisiana, another strong team that those two come in ranked in the preseason, 22 and 23, but they come in ranked. I know you're a Georgia State alumnus, so you do love your Georgia State Panthers. There are some other decent teams here. App State's always in play. Troy can show up. Arkansas can show up. Arkansas State can show up. But, I mean, it's probably between Coastal, Louisiana, and App State, right? Those are the three big dogs in this conference.
Yeah, you absolutely think so. Lucky for Louisiana, they play on the other side of the conference because two of the three teams you just named are on the same side. You know, obviously after the year Coastal had last year, you expect them to be one of the favorites. They bring back Grayson McCall. They bring back most of that team. So you expect for them to compete, at least for the conference. You know, an undefeated run is not out of the realm of possibility for them. You look at Louisiana, this was a team that probably feels a little hard done by. They did not get to play Coastal in the Sun Belt Championship game because of COVID. So you probably feel like at this point, they feel like they are, you know, Coastal was unrightfully the champion of the Sun Belt last year. As they probably feel a little bit like they got, you know, snuck up on in the time that they played them, and they played them on the road. They feel like another opportunity would have given them a chance to maybe win the conference. App State obviously is the traditional power of this conference, always has been. Up until the last couple of years. And, you know, I'll be a little bit of a homer here. Georgia State, at least offensively, has the talent to go toe-to-toe offensively with any team in the conference. It's just whether or not Georgia State's defense can hold up against some of these, you know, against Louisiana, against a Coastal, and against an App State. That's where they've struggled in the past, is being able to hold up against them for all four quarters.
All right, let's go over to the ACC and what I believe is Xavier's most disliked conference here, because it is dominated by Clemson, and they're ranked 3, but they do have some competition this year. I'll say Miami is a strong team. I think North Carolina also returns Sam Howell and a decent amount there. So I think that there might be a little trouble for Clemson this year, especially with DJ Ulongalay. Is that how do you, I just butchered it, didn't I? I always screw his name up, Xavier. Help me out. DJ
Ulongalay.
Ui Angalale. God damn, I screw that up every time. But Miami is strong. North Carolina is strong. Pittsburgh always seems to upset someone, you know, yes. And you love Kenny Pickett. I know that.
Yes, I do.
But is anyone even in the same solar system as Clemson?
Yeah. No, not in the slightest. I mean, you look at UNC, they lost literally every piece of skill level talent that they had last year. Defensively, they bring back a couple of guys, but you would think that there's going to be at least a bit of an acclimation period for Sam Howell and that team. Miami brings back a 75-80% De'Ari King. Can he stay healthy all year? That's going to be a massive question mark for this year for them. You also talk about, you know, you talked about Kenny Pickett and Pittsburgh. They're going to be a gritty team, but they never seem to have enough talent offensively to actually make.
They just
noise.
Ruined someone's year. That's what they're for. They ruin somebody's year. They'll beat Miami. They'll beat Clemson. They'll beat someone to just screw it all up for them. Yeah, but they'll still lose three weird games, you know, that they have no business.
They'll lose games that they have no business losing just because of the fact that offensively they don't have great talent. So you would think at this rate, I mean, we didn't talk about it, but we get to see what Louisville has this year. They've been, at least there's been a lot of conversation around what they could possibly be. Although I don't think that they'll actually, you know, be a team that competes for the ACC championship. They'll be a team that obviously, you know, that a lot of people have called a sleeper in that conference. And Boston College with you know, Jurkovic at the helm, you know, they finally have this is probably the first consistent quarterback or competent quarterback that I think Boston College has had since maybe Matt Ryan. So maybe, you know, you see what Boston College is able to do. They were almost able to upset Clemson last year with DJ Uiagalelei as their quarterback. So who knows?
How about the Big 12 here? Tread lightly, Xavier, of course.
And I'm going to tread all over Texas.
But Oklahoma is ranked number 2 to start the year. And
rightfully so.
Texas is 21, but Iowa State comes in here at 7-2, and they had a strong year last year. I don't know, you know, who would be next to you after those three? Oklahoma State, TCU?
Yeah, got to be Oklahoma State, you would think, right? Yeah. At this rate, you know, that they bring back Spencer Sanders. They bring back some of the talent, at least at the quarterback position. That's huge for them not to have to, you know, go and dig in their coffins there after losing Chuba Hubbard, and Tylan Wallace. They are able to hold on to their quarterback at the very least. They bring back one of the more underrated safety groups in the country with Kobe Harvey-Peel as well. So you would think outside of the three teams you named, Oklahoma State could at least at the very least ruin somebody's season.
Now, are Iowa State or Texas, do they have a shot?
Iowa State has a shot. They absolutely do. I mean, Texas has a shot because it's a rivalry game and you never really know what could happen. What was it? Was it four overtimes that last year's Red River Shootout happened. So Iowa State, in my opinion, has the best opportunity to beat Oklahoma. They bring back the most talent. They literally bring back everybody. At this rate, you know, you bring back Breece Hall, you bring back Brock Purdy, you bring back Charlie Kolar and company. It gives you a chance at the very least. You know, this is a team that played Oklahoma, that beat Oklahoma, and then was able to play them hard in the Big 12 championship game. So at the very least, you think they have an opportunity to compete against Oklahoma. But that all depends on what steps Spencer Rattler takes. If he really becomes the quarterback that everybody thinks he can, then nobody in the conference has an opportunity of beating Oklahoma this year.
All right. I mean, sorry. No, that's fine. I'll leave it alone. How about this? Let's go to the Big Ten. I mean, we only have 7 minutes to cover the next couple of conferences here. But the Big Ten, is it more likely that Ohio State loses the Big Ten or Clemson loses the ACC?
Ohio State. There's no way Clemson loses the ACC whatsoever. So I think you got to say Ohio State, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there might be
the Big Ten.
Are there though? I mean, look, Indiana, Penn State, Iowa,
Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think, is there a team that's going to lose their ranking faster than Indiana? I don't think so.
Hey,
so,
wait, whoa. What's the hostility with Indiana? I think
it's not hostility. They had a great year last year, but I don't know
that. Fluke?
Yeah, I kind of do. I do think it was a little bit of a fluke. Right. So, okay. And I like Indiana, but I don't think they deserve to be ranked 17. And look, I'm not, you know, I don't think Texas has any business being ranked. So, you know, I'm just being what I see as fair. So prove me wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I would love to see Indiana have some success on the football field and not just be a basketball school. So I hope so. But I just think that you have stronger teams in Miami and UNC that could push Clemson. I don't know that anyone is in the stratosphere of Ohio State in this conference at all.
Yeah, but I think you have a little bit more question marks with Ohio State than you do with Clemson. Ohio State has a freshman quarterback that didn't play last year.
That's fair.
He's going to have to get acclimated.
All right. So, but it's Ohio State in a walk, right? No one's really going to.
You would think so. Yeah.
All right. Well, we won't even spend that much time there. How about the Pac-12? Pac-12 is hard to figure out here because you don't have a dominant team here. I don't think so. You have a bunch of teams that could win. Oregon could win. Washington could win. I think Arizona State could. I think USC could. Utah is always dangerous. So to me, this might be
the Weber State.
This might be how much time is in that game?
They gave up a 99-yard kickoff return to start the game off.
Okay, so give me a break. That's not going to last. Utah is always scary. And they're ranked, by the way. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ranked teams in this conference. I don't know that anybody else. UCLA. UCLA looks real good.
Don't do that. Look, everybody looks good against. Okay, go ahead.
UCLA is going to beat LSU. So. Watch that.
That
happen, Xavier. Okay. Right. So, I think they look strong now. Yeah. Look, if they get absolutely smoked by LSU, I'll come and eat some crow, but look, thankfully you won't be around next week to feed it to me. So who wins the Pac-12 then if it's not close and you know, who's going to win?
I mean, it's a two-team race. It's either Oregon or USC, and I don't think anybody else in that conference even.
Arizona State doesn't have a chance.
No, with what defense?
I look, you got me there, but name me the great defense in the Pac-12. Washington. Is Oregon's defense great, or do they have a couple of great players?
They have a really, really good secondary.
And
otherworldly secondary. And Thibodeau.
That's it.
So all you need is pressure on the quarterback.
Lost Holland.
Okay, so you lose one safety on a secondary that almost
isn't Breeze gone too?
No.
Am I mixing guys up? I might be. I mean, I cover a lot of sports here, so
this is fair.
It's definitely possible. By the way, enough with stupid Minnesota dominating up front against Ohio State because he just ran for a long touchdown. But okay, so. To you, it's USC or Oregon, and it's not close?
I don't think it is. I think the only reason why those two games, why everybody would be close to them would be in the situation that Anthony Brown / Keaton Slovis don't show up. And yes, Keaton Slovis is, it's very well possible that Keaton Slovis doesn't show up. He's a very erratic quarterback and he trusts his arm a little bit too much. He's much more of a gunslinger than I think people give him credit for. And Anthony Brown, as good as he's been, it's Anthony Brown, and I haven't yet seen him put a full season of work together. But I think it's ridiculous to think that those two teams aren't talented enough to meet each other in the Pac-12 championship like they did last season.
All right. I mean, well, they didn't because Oregon couldn't play because of COVID. So Washington played for them, right? So so that was very strange. All right. How about the SEC? Give me the SEC. It's Bama, right? It's but Georgia's great. And so the Aggies are good. As much as I hate to say that, I think Florida's a really strong team. LSU is somehow ranked. Is it just Bama? And I mean,
mark my words.
Is it even fair?
It's not fair because you replace Mac Jones with probably Tua Tagovailoa 2.0 because Bryce Young has legs. So it's gonna be a terrifying year for defenses. Luckily, Georgia does not have to play them, which it might be one of the reasons why I think Georgia, you know, can still get to the playoff, even,
right,
you know, without, you know, beating Alabama this year. I think Texas A&M is the most overrated team in college football this year.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, I think their quarterback
love
situation
that take, will be Xavier. In flux. Now we're back on the same year. Team. Let's go.
I think for Texas A&M to be ranked sixth, all because people feel like they can finally run the football, is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's like if people started ranking Georgia Tech top 25 because they could pass. Just because they can do something that they haven't been able to do in years doesn't all of a sudden make them a great ball club. I'm
guess
sorry.
You don't like that Jimbo Fisher extension either? So,
yeah. Well, Jimbo is Jimbo. He's going to give Texas A&M the best years of, you know, their most recent history since Johnny Manziel. But I don't trust their quarterback situation whatsoever. I think that'll be a revolving door all season. And their defense is completely unproven and got bludgeoned by UNC in a bowl game. Sorry.
All right. So it's Bama. It's a walk. We get it. But look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get Xavier's picks for the tournament, what four teams are going in and who he thinks wins the national championship. No pressure at all, Xavier. Welcome to Sports Grid. So we'll be right back after this break. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Stick with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Payment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league...
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
You guys hear Endless Love. You know what that means. It's the end of the 3-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. Please follow all of us on Twitter at Bogdan Sports for me, at Xavier _ Trischi for Xavier, at Is It the Welsh for the Welsh. And Xavier, here we go. Who are the four teams that make the playoff this year, and who is your natty championship?
Alabama, Oklahoma, Clemson, Georgia.
And Georgia. So Ohio State doesn't make it.
No, they do not.
Okay. And who's playing in the natty?
I think you have Clemson. No, I can't do that. I think let's go weird. We're going to get a repeat of the Rose Bowl from 3 years ago. Let's go Oklahoma, Georgia. Let's go weird. Yeah. Let's
Oklahoma get weird. And Georgia. And who's your national champion?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? You're going to put your Bulldogs in, who you love, into the national title, and you're not going to pick them to win it.
Hey, as you well know, if you listen to CFB Winning Edge, I'm a Cronturian. We're going to be weird.
I'm fine being a contrarian and, you know, not wanting to pick your team and everything, but you're going to put them all the way in to the national championship. And then you're going to have Oklahoma take the national title. I don't understand that.
Hey, you know what? I've had enough pain as a Georgia fan in my life. What's one more loss?
Hey, look, you know, we've talked about it on CFP Winning Edge too. I have seen Texas do everything. I have seen them win a national championship. I have seen them lose to Kansas.
Yeah.
So I've seen them do all of the possible things in between, you know, win a bowl game that's important, lose a bowl game that's not important, you know, all the stuff. So I'm with you, but I just think if I'm making picks, you know, and there's not a ton on the line for you here. It's not like we're betting on these right now, but you're going to put your favorite team, Georgia, all the way into the national championship, but then have them lose to Oklahoma. All right. That's just the way it is for Xavier, but that is going to wrap it up for us. We hope you guys enjoyed it. We will be back next week. Of course, we'll be doing week one picks for the NFL next week. So we're back on our normal NFL schedule. So be sure to tune into that, and we will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.